Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. Large explosions have again rocked the south of Beirut, a Hezbollah bastion, after another day of Israeli strikes on Lebanon. Local media described the blasts as very violent, saying ambulances rushed to affected sites. Anna Foster is in Beirut.
In the Lebanese media, there were some early suggestions that it might have hit a petrol station, a gas station, because there is one there in that area. Whether or not that was the target, I mean, we don't know. It may be that a building nearby was the target. But there have also been some secondary flashes here, what looked like secondary explosions. So again, some people saying perhaps that means it's some sort of weapons storage area that's been hit. So at the moment, it is too early to say what it was, what was hit, what the specific target was. But what we do know and what you can see is how powerful that explosion was that was heard and seen from all over the city.
A war of words has broken out between the French President Emmanuel Macron and the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu after Mr. Macron called for an immediate ceasefire in Lebanon and for an arms embargo against Israel. In a fiery response, Mr. Netanyahu accused the French leader of hypocrisy. Mr. Macron defended his remarks.
When calling for a ceasefire, as we did for Gaza and as we did for Lebanon last week, we make sure we don't call for a ceasefire while continuing to send weapons for the war. And I think it's simply about being consistent.
Donald Trump has returned to the site in Butler, Pennsylvania, where he survived an assassination attempt in July. Recalling the moment, the US Republican presidential candidate described the suspected assassin as a vicious monster. Addressing crowds of cheering supporters from behind bulletproof glass, Mr. Trump paid tribute to the former fire chief who was killed in the shooting, holding a moment of silence in his memory. Will Grant sent this report from the rally.
Since the attack by a 20-year-old gunman, Mr. Trump has repeatedly referred to the events of that day to urge his supporters to deliver him victory, especially in the vital swing state of Pennsylvania. On his return to Butler, he repeated that message, saying the Biden administration had let voters in the state down. The race for the White House remains on a knife edge. The calculation by the Trump camp is that by appearing at the site of the attempt on his life, he will project an image of strength in the final few weeks before voting day.
The Democratic Republic of Congo has launched the first mpox vaccination campaign in Goma in the east, the epicentre of the outbreak. A ceremony at a local hospital marked the start of vaccinations, with health workers administering the first doses. The campaign, targeting high-risk groups, will expand across the region from Monday. The viral disease has killed nearly 1,000 people in the country this year. You're listening to World News from the BBC. Migrant rights charities have called on Britain and France to reform their laws after four more people died in two incidents while trying to cross the Channel to Britain. Safe Passage International said that currently people can't apply for asylum in the UK without being inside the country. It said people smugglers were exploiting this lack of safe routes, and without such pathways, people would continue dying. A huge rescue operation is underway in the Bosnian city of Jablanica as the floodwaters that claimed at least 17 lives begin to recede. Emergency workers are using search dogs to try to locate missing people who may be trapped under debris. Here's Guy Delaunay.
Rescue workers have been searching through the inundated houses. It's back-breaking work, but while a handful of residents remain missing, the effort to find them will continue. Floods also hit other parts of central Bosnia. Houses around Konjic were swept away, along with roads and bridges. It'll take months to repair all the damage. That includes vital roads and railways between the capital Sarajevo and another key city, Mostar. But for now, most people are thinking about the human cost and how one night of heavy rain could have caused such a catastrophe.
New Zealand's Navy says that all 75 people on board a burning ship that ran aground off the coast of Samoa on Saturday have now been rescued. A spokesman for the Royal New Zealand Navy said the crew and passengers had been transported off the wreck in lifeboats. The ship suffered damage while conducting a reef survey near the southern coast of Upolu Island. And the veteran Greek musician and composer Mimis Piesas has died just a week before his 100th birthday. He began his musical career as a pianist on state radio before going on to write music for more than 100 films, television and radio programmes. BBC News.